Right. So, you know how much we love to dig into the nitty-gritty here on the Deep Dive, right?
Absolutely.
And especially those topics that hit close to home for all of us right here in Astoria.
Yeah.
I'm talking about something that I know a lot of homeowners over 62 in our neighborhood are thinking about, and that's tapping into the value of their homes
Right.
without having to actually sell and move.
Makes sense.
So today we're going deep on reverse mortgages,
Right.
specifically for Astoria, Queens.
Sounds good.
And we've got the super helpful guide from Jet Direct Mortgage to help us navigate all the ins and outs.
Okay.
So our mission today is to really break down
Yeah.
how these reverse mortgages actually work, who can qualify for one of the real benefits, and just as important, what you need to really think about
Yeah,
before
true, yeah.
taking the plunge.
Lots to consider.
So whether you're already exploring this option or just curious about how it all works,
Right.
stick with us.
Let's do it.
So let's kick things off by tackling the big question.
Yeah.
What exactly is a reverse mortgage?
That's the place to start.
Because I think for a lot of people, the name itself can be a little
A little confusing.
confusing.
It's kind of a head scratcher
It
when
is.
you first hear it.
It sounds backwards almost.
It
Like
does.
instead of us paying
Yeah.
the bank is paying us.
That's the basic idea.
Yeah, is that the core of it?
Exactly. With a traditional mortgage, the money flows from you to the lender every month.
Right, the monthly payments.
Exactly. A reverse mortgage. Well, it flips that script.
Okay.
It leverages the equity you've built in your Astoria home, and the lender provides those funds directly to you.
So that's a pretty significant difference.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think the part that really grabs people's attention
Yeah.
is that there are no required monthly mortgage payments.
Huge, right?
That could be huge for so many
It's a
people,
game changer for folks in retirement.
especially in retirement, yeah.
Trying to make ends meet.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not making those regular payments.
So then when do you pay it back?
Well, that typically comes due when one of three things happens. Either the home is sold,
Okay.
you move out permanently,
Right.
or when you pass away.
Okay, so the balance and any interest
Right.
gets settled. Okay.
Exactly. Typically from the sale of the house.
Got it.
Yeah.
Now, the Jet Direct Mortgage Guide that we're looking at today mentions that there are a few different ways you can actually receive these funds.
Right.
So for someone here in Astoria, what are the main options?
Well, there's a good amount of flexibility there.
Okay.
You could go for a single lump sum.
Like a chunk of cash up front?
Exactly. And for some folks, they need that for a specific reason.
Okay.
Then there's the option for regular monthly payments.
Okay, so more like an income stream.
Yeah, almost like a supplement to your retirement income.
I can see how that would be appealing.
Definitely provides some stability.
And then the last option is.
And the last option is setting up a line of credit
Okay.
that you can tap into when you need it.
So it's there if you need it.
Give you a safety net.
All right, so the bank's paying us.
Yeah.
We're not making monthly payments.
Right.
Now for the big question.
Hit me with it.
What's the catch?
Okay, so you're thinking like there's got to be a downside.
There's always a trade-off, right?
You're absolutely right to ask that.
Yeah.
The key here is that even though you're not making those regular payments,
Okay.
the interest on that loan balance
Right.
is still accruing.
So it's
It's
growing.
compounding over time, so the total amount you owe will gradually increase.
I see.
So the time comes to repay the loan,
Right.
it's that initial amount plus all that accrued interest that
Okay.
needs to be settled.
So that's important to keep in mind.
Oh, it's crucial for
Yeah.
your long-term financial planning.
Right. And for your heirs as well,
For sure.
thinking about what they might inherit.
Exactly. It's a
No.
big piece of the puzzle,
Yeah.
that growth in that loan balance.
Got it.
You got to factor that into.
So let's shift gears a bit and talk about who might actually qualify
Yeah.
for a reverse mortgage here in Astoria.
All right, let's dig into the eligibility.
What are the main requirements according to Jet Direct Mortgage?
Okay, so they lay out a few key things.
Okay.
First up, age, you generally need to be 62 or older.
62 or older.
That's the starting point.
Okay.
Secondly, you need to own your Astoria home outright
Outright, so no mortgage.
or have a very, very low balance on your existing mortgage.
Very low. Okay,
And
shoot.
super important, the property has to be your primary residence,
Makes sense.
not a vacation home, not an investment property.
Right, you're actually living there.
Yeah, it's about tapping into the equity of where you live.
Got it.
Makes sense, right?
Right, so you can't just use it sort of
Exactly.
any property.
It's tied to your primary residence.
And what about the amount of equity
Good question.
needed in your Astoria home?
Yeah, is there a minimum?
Yeah.
Typically, lenders, they like to see at least 50% equity.
Okay, so half.
Yeah, at least half.
And even with a reverse mortgage, you still have to pay all those regular homeowner costs.
Exactly. Property taxes, right. Homeowners insurance, keeping the place in good shape.
So it's not like a free pass?
No. Those responsibilities stick with you.
On all those costs.
You're still the homeowner.
So it's important to remember that.
Absolutely. Those costs are still there.
Now, the guide also emphasizes that you have to complete a counseling session.
Right. With a HUD-approved agency.
Okay. What's that all about?
Well, it's really important.
Okay.
It's designed to make sure you understand everything about the reverse mortgage.
Okay.
The terms, the implications, your obligations.
So you're not going in blind.
Exactly. It's a safeguard.
Okay.
To help you make a really informed decision.
So it's like a protection.
It's there to protect you.
Makes sense.
And it's good to remember that while these are general guidelines, specific lenders like Jet Direct Mortgage might have their own criteria.
So always double check.
Always best to check.
With the specific lender.
Just to be sure.
And the guide mentions that the most common type of reverse mortgage is the HECM.
Right. The Home Equity Conversion Mortgage.
What's that all about?
Think of it as the standard FHA-insured reverse mortgage.
Okay, so it's backed by the FHA.
Exactly, the Federal Housing Administration.
Got it.
That's the backing behind it.
So we've covered the basics.
Yeah.
We've talked about who might be eligible here in Astoria.
Right.
Now let's get to the good stuff.
Let's talk benefits.
The potential upside.
What's in it for you?
What are the benefits of considering a reverse mortgage in Astoria?
So the guide highlights a bunch of advantages.
Okay, blame on us.
One of the big ones is access to tax-free cash.
Okay, tax-free. How does that work?
So the funds you get from a reverse mortgage,
they're
generally considered loan proceeds.
Not income?
Not income. So they're typically not taxed by the feds.
That's a big deal.
It can be.
Yeah.
And you have those options for how you receive the money.
Right. We talked about that.
Lump sum, monthly payments, line of credit.
Lots of choices.
Flexibility is key.
And for a lot of retirees in Astoria who are on a fixed income, getting rid of those monthly mortgage payments.
Huge impact.
That could free up a lot of their budget.
Absolutely improves that monthly cash flow.
Yeah.
Big time.
And it lets them stay in their homes.
Yeah. Instead of having to sell and downsize, they can age in place.
In their own neighborhood.
Exactly. In the community. They love Astoria.
Yeah. So you can stay put.
As long as you meet the loan terms.
Right. Keep up with those property taxes.
Exactly, taxes.
Insurance. Maintenance.
Keeping the place in good shape.
Yep, all part of the deal.
Now, the guide also mentions
that
you can use the funds for pretty much anything.
That's right, no restrictions.
So it could be everyday expenses, medical bills, home renovations.
To make it more senior friendly.
Exactly.
Boosting that retirement income, paying off debt. Wow, so a lot of possibilities.
Maybe even that dream vacation you've always talked about.
That would be nice.
Or helping out family members.
Yeah. So a real sense of financial security and flexibility.
For sure, especially during those retirement years.
Yeah, when you need the most.
Absolutely. And another important point is that it doesn't affect your Social Security or Medicare benefits.
So that's a concern for a lot of people.
A big concern.
That it might impact those benefits.
But with a reverse mortgage, it doesn't.
Okay, good to know.
So no worries there.
Now, we talked about the interest earlier.
Right. The accruing interest.
What are some other things that people in Astoria should really think about before jumping into a reverse mortgage?
Okay. So let's talk considerations.
Yeah.
The guide lays out a few key things.
Okay. Fire away.
First, as we mentioned, the loan balance grows over time.
Because of the interest.
Because of that compounding interest.
Right.
And that can really eat into your home equity.
Over time.
Especially over a longer period.
Yeah.
So it might limit your financial flexibility later on.
Okay.
Or leave less for your beneficiaries.
So you really got to think long term.
Absolutely. You have to model it out.
Based on your situation.
Your own circumstances.
And how long you expect to live in the home.
Right. It's not one size fits all.
And that loan eventually has to be repaid.
Right along with all that interest.
Usually when you sell the home.
Right when you sell.
Move out permanently.
Or pass away.
So if your heirs want to keep the property.
They'll need to figure out how to repay that loan.
Which might mean getting their own mortgage.
Exactly. They'll need to come up with the funds.
And even though you're not making monthly payments to the lender.
You still have those ongoing costs.
Those homeowner costs.
Property taxes. Insurance premiums.
Yep.
Maintenance.
Keeping it up.
It's all on you.
So those don't go away.
Nope. They're still there.
Important to remember that.
Don't forget those costs.
Now, the guide also mentions something about
Yeah.
eligibility for need-based programs.
right? Like Medicaid or SSI.
Supplemental security income.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, a reverse mortgage itself doesn't directly affect Social Security or Medicare.
We talked about that.
But if you have a lot of cash sitting around from the loan, it could potentially affect your eligibility.
For those other programs.
Yeah. It's something to be aware of.
Definitely.
Maybe chat with a financial advisor.
Get some advice.
Make sure you're covered.
So for someone in Astoria who's thinking about this, how much money could they realistically get?
The million-dollar question.
From a reverse mortgage?
Well, the guide gives us a range.
Yeah, they mention percentages.
Usually it's somewhere between 40 and 60%.
Of your home's value.
Of the appraised value, exactly.
Okay, but it's not a fixed number, right?
No, there are a bunch of factors that come into play.
Like what?
Well, your age, for one.
The older you are.
The more you can typically access.
Okay, makes sense.
And, of course, the appraised value of your Astoria home matters.
Of course, location, location, location.
Right, Astoria is a hot market.
It is.
And how much equity you already have.
Makes sense, the more you have.
The more you can tap into.
And interest rates also play a role.
Definitely, those can fluctuate.
And then there are FHA loan limits, too.
Right. Those can change over time as well.
So it's not a simple calculation?
Not exactly. It's a bit more complex.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. Let's say your home in Astoria is worth $800,000.
Okay.
And you own it free and clear.
No mortgage.
No mortgage based on the guide.
Yeah.
You might be able to access up to $400,000.
So half.
Which is 50%.
Right.
But remember, there are fees.
Right. Those come out of that amount.
Exactly. They get deducted.
Okay. So that gives us a ballpark.
A general idea.
Now, what if someone still has a mortgage?
Good question. The guide addresses that, too.
Okay.
Let's say your Astoria home is worth $600,000.
Okay.
And you still owe $100,000.
On the mortgage.
Right. You might qualify for a gross loan amount.
Okay.
Of around $250,000 to $280,000. But the first step would be using some of that.
Right.
To pay off that existing mortgage.
So you'd clear that debt first.
Exactly. So your net proceeds.
After paying off the mortgage.
Would likely be between $150,000 and $180,000.
Right.
Again, after fees.
Always got to factor those in.
They're part of the equation.
So if someone in Astoria wants to explore this further.
Yeah. Where do they start?
Where do they go?
Well, the guide mentions Jet Direct Mortgage.
As
a leading company in Astoria that specializes in reverse mortgages.
They're the experts.
They know the local market.
They know Queens.
Queens especially.
Housing market here.
They've got the experience.
Okay.
They emphasize their personalized approach.
Okay, so they work with you.
One-on-one.
To find the right solution.
Tailored to your needs.
And they mention competitive rates.
Yeah, I got to keep those rates in check.
Definitely.
And they're committed to customer support.
Okay, so they're there for you.
Throughout the whole process.
That's important.
It can be a complex process.
Yeah.
So having that support is huge.
So working with a lender who understands
exactly
the local market is key.
Especially here in Queens with the high value housing market.
Right. It's unique.
It's its own beast.
Now the guide also has a helpful FAQ section.
Oh yeah, the FAQs.
I'm sure our listeners will want to hear about this.
Let's hit some of the key questions.
Okay. So one big concern.
Yeah.
Is the possibility of losing your home.
Right. Can that happen with a reverse mortgage?
What does the guide say?
They're upfront about it.
Okay.
Yes, it is possible to lose your home with a reverse mortgage.
So how could that happen?
Well, typically, if you don't meet your obligations.
Under the loan?
Right. If you don't follow the rules.
Like what?
The most common reasons are not paying your property taxes.
Okay.
Not keeping up with homeowners insurance.
Yeah.
Or if you let the property fall apart.
So you got to keep up with the maintenance.
Maintenance is key.
Right.
And the home has to remain your primary residence.
So you can't just move out.
Right. If you move out permanently.
The loan becomes due.
Exactly.
And if you don't pay it.
Could lead to foreclosure.
Okay. So there are risks.
There are definitely risks to consider.
What about the types of properties in Astoria that are eligible?
Good question. Are there restrictions?
Yeah.
Yes, there are some guidelines.
Okay.
Eligible properties usually include single family homes.
Okay.
2 to 4 unit properties.
Okay.
As long as the borrower lives in one of the units.
Okay.
FHA approved condos.
Mm-hmm.
And some manufactured homes.
Okay.
That meet FHA standards.
So with Astoria having a mix of housing.
Right.
A lot of co-ops.
Yeah.
FHA approved condos are eligible.
Uh-huh.
But co-ops typically aren't.
Not for HECMs.
Got it.
And remember, the property has to be your primary residence.
Right.
And it has to meet safety and condition standards.
So it can't be falling apart.
Got to be in decent shape.
Another question I see a lot is about taxes.
Taxes, yeah.
Is the money from a reverse mortgage considered taxable income?
Good question. The guide says no.
Okay.
It's not considered taxable income by the IRS.
So it's not income.
It's loan proceeds.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about federal income tax.
But you still have to pay.
But you still got to pay those property taxes.
Property taxes, right?
Those don't go away.
Okay. What if someone in Astoria already has a traditional mortgage?
Right. Can they still get a reverse mortgage?
Can you have both?
The guide says yes.
Okay.
You can absolutely get a reverse mortgage.
Even if you have a mortgage.
As long as you have enough equity in your home.
Enough equity.
Yeah. Enough to make it worthwhile.
And in that case.
The reverse mortgage proceeds.
Okay.
Would first be used to pay off.
To pay off the existing mortgage.
That old mortgage.
Okay.
And then you can access the rest.
So it's a way to consolidate.
Yeah. Get rid of those monthly payments.
But you still have to pay.
But you're still on the hook for property taxes and insurance.
Property taxes and insurance.
Those are always there.
Okay, last question from the FAQ.
Yeah, me.
A lot of people are concerned about how a reverse mortgage affects their heirs.
That's a big one.
What does the guide say about that?
Well, it explains that a reverse mortgage does reduce the equity in your home.
Because the loan has to be repaid.
Right, the balance plus all that interest.
When you pass away or move out.
Exactly.
So what options do the heirs have?
Well, they can repay the loan.
Okay.
Maybe by getting their own mortgage.
Right.
And keep the house.
Okay.
Or they can sell the home.
Right.
To pay off the debt.
So those are the two main options.
Yep. Repay or sell.
Now, the guide mentions the FHA's non-recourse protection.
Right. That's a safety net.
What does that mean?
So if the loan balance ends up being higher.
Okay.
Than the home's value.
Because of interest or market changes?
Exactly. The FHA insurance usually covers that difference.
Okay.
So your heirs don't have to pay more.
Than the home is worth.
They're protected.
That's good to know.
It's a good safeguard.
So to wrap up our deep dive today.
Let's summarize.
It seems like reverse mortgages in Astoria.
Yeah.
As outlined by Jet Direct Mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Can be a useful tool for homeowners over 62.
Right. For those who qualify.
To access their home equity.
Without those monthly payments.
Without those traditional payments.
Exactly.
So it's a way to tap into your home's value.
During retirement.
Potentially for a variety of needs.
And you can stay in your home.
Stay in your home.
Age in place.
But as we've talked about,
there are definitely things to consider.
It's not a simple decision.
No, it's not a no-brainer.
There's the interest that accrues,
right?
The eventual repayment of the loan,
mm-hmm.
and those ongoing homeowner responsibilities.
Yeah, factor all that in.
So it really requires careful evaluation.
Absolutely. You got to do your homework.
You got to understand the eligibility,
right.
The benefits, and all the responsibilities.
Before you jump in.
Before you make any decisions.
It's a big decision.
It is.
Not something to take lightly.
So for you, our listener here in Astoria,
what
aspect of accessing your home equity in retirement needs the most careful planning for you?
That's the question.
Is it your long-term financial goals?
Right.
The needs of your family?
Yeah.
Your inheritance plans?
Mm-hmm.
Or your long-term housing plans?
Do you want to stay in Astoria?
Do you want to stay in your home?
It's a lot to think about.
It is.
A lot of factors.
It's a multifaceted decision.
For sure.
As you navigate your retirement journey.
It's all part of the journey.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
See you then.